brilliant Paddy Casey and turn this ship around on Today FM. Paddy is actually going to be live on the show on Friday to perform that single with his band, and I hopefully have a little chat with Paddy as well. So I can't wait for that. All of your suggestions for top 10 books that you can get read in a day are flooding in for National Book Lovers Day, and we will get to those in just a moment. But for now, I would like to check in with my favourite lady. It is, of course, Nanny Passer, 84-year-old movie reviewer from Garonne na Brotha in Cork. 6 kids, 20 grandkids and 29 great-grandkids. But she had the time to go along to the Real Cinema in Blackpool, who are very helpful, to watch the Emoji movie. Bit of a strange one to send her to. It's about God, who knows what it's about? Apparently it's about being inside a smartphone and a city called Textopolis, and all the emojis have one expression except for one of the emojis who has loads of expressions, and he wants to be a normal emoji. And anyway, maybe not the best one to send Nanny Pat to, but I'll play you a bit of the trailer.
My name is Gene, and I'm supposed to be a meh.
Nah.
You know, like, meh, who cares? But my problem is, I have more than one emotion.
Check this out.
Huh?
Son, please tell me you weren't laughing just now.
What if you get sent out on the phone making the wrong face?
Dad, I'll make the right face. Then I would finally fit in.
Sweetie, you're so handsome when you make that face.
Nanny Pat, how are you?
Very, very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm very good. I went to a festival this weekend. Did you go to that hotel? Were you not at a lovely hotel?
I'm not going on this weekend.
Oh, this weekend, okay.
This weekend, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am, really.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. What did you do last week?
I went to see that picture, whatever you call it.
Oh, the emoji one?
And you know what? I hadn't a clue about it, but Pamela explained it all.
Okay.
You know, about what they can come on their mobile phones. Sweetheart and Mary, what they can do on their mobile phones.
I know. It's getting a lot of bad reviews. A lot of people don't like this film.
Yeah, well, like, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Maybe the young teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, because they go into all this kind of, they'd be pressing buttons everywhere.
And so it's just all those little faces, is it? All the different faces,
all
the emojis?
All the different faces. Like, for all the world out, it was like going into that cube, you know, the Rubik's cube?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, they were going to all different things, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. It's a bit of a kid's film, is it? Well, were you able to take along?
Not from very young kids.
Okay.
We say teenagers, 14, 15, you know, like.
And were there any teenagers in the cinema while you were there?
Well, there was, like, there was a couple. But, I don't think it's really for very young children.
Yeah, okay, it's kind of in the middle ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not the best one we've ever sent you to Nanny Paz.
No, it's one of the best one I've seen.
There was no gangsters or Jamie Foxx in this one.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, if we had to give it something out of 5, will we just give it 1 star?
Well, I could give it 2, I suppose.
All right, that's okay.
I'd give him 2.
Yeah, 2 stars, so that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
No.
I suppose I'm too old to understand it, you know?
I wouldn't understand it myself. I mean, I don't...
Yes.
I know that you send these smiley faces and things in text messages, but I don't see how you make a film out of it.
I don't know what to make of it, but just Pamela was explaining all to me, you know?
Yeah. And did Pamela like it?
She did. Yeah. Well, she was laughing anyway.
Yeah, and you were going, what are you laughing at?
Because I couldn't hear her.
Oh, brilliant. The last time I spoke to you, you were making a shepherd's pie. Is there anything on for lunch today?
No, I had that yesterday, no.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. What did you have today?
And I have enough for today.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's grand. Yeah. It's carrying over.
I have enough for today.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right.
Yeah.
And we are back at bingo.
I was at bingo last night in the pub.
How'd you do?
I won €45.
Hey! Yes!
I won 45. I was very good. I won loads last week.
What did you win last week?
I won, one night I won 130.
Oh my God.
No, I won that in Grand Abroad, the Procol Hall.
Yeah.
And then I won in the pub, I won 115 and 120.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's people's wages, Pat.
Okay.
You're doing very well.
I'm saving.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering is, you know, are you going to get the hair done now with all the money, or what are you going to get done?
I'm going to get my hair done out tomorrow. No, I tell you what I'm saving up for now is to get all my house redecorated.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
So, like, when I find someone that is reasonable.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody listening to the show and is in Cork and has a decoration company, they might be able to offer something. But you want to get, like, the curtains done, is it? And re-wallpaper and things like that.
No, it's wallpaper, just mulching.
Now,
not
I tell
linoleum,
you... You're eating yesterday's shepherd's pie. You should be going out and eating big fillet steaks with all your money.
No, I wouldn't go with my own at all.
Well, somebody needs to bring it. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward now to the weekend.
Oh, it'll be fab. It'll be really, really nice.
Yeah.
And hopefully the next movie we send you to will be better than this emoji movie.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to, why is it, Mr. Underpants? And I was told, the lady that I sit with in Bingo, she says, Pat, she said it's hilarious. She's very good.
Well, you'll enjoy that. Captain Underpants, it'll be great.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Pat, it's lovely to talk to you, and I hope you have a great time this weekend, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you.
All right, God bless. Bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Al Porter, with Iceland. For all your shopping needs, trust Iceland.